Yeah, the HF antenna covers 80 through 10. The radio covers 160 through 10. But basically it works. I got a cable that I had to make some adjustments after I bought the new radio, the newer radios, I guess. And after I had purchased the radios, I had also ordered the power supply that I'm using now. It's newer than the old one was. And then the HF rig also came in, and that was a good chunk of change. But anyway, I had spent, let's just say, a lot of money. And so I was able to save up all that money myself, so I worked hard at it. You know, I spent more time cutting grass and putting it all in the bank. And every dollar I put away, I just thought, no, I can't stop. So I ended up doing that and getting it all done, and the next thing I knew, I had enough money to actually pay my mother back. And she's the one that paid for the stuff, and I said, well, here's what I can do. I can transfer all the money that I have, that I knew exactly how much it was. And I said, here's how much to transfer.
Penetrating Zen.
Very good. Well, I'm sure everybody's happy, sounds like. So, sounds like you got a nice situation. Might bump into you on HF sometime. I get on in the morning occasionally. I was on every morning there for a while, but summertime I got things I'm doing in the morning, and so I don't get on like I used to. But in the evening we have a Michigan net, what they call the Wolverine single sideband net on 75 meters, and so I got a 75 meter loop. It's 256 foot long, and it's in a loop, and it's only up about 30 foot. In fact, I got it tied to the base of this antenna here, it may sag down about 20 foot in one corner, but anyway, it works fairly well, and it's able to tune up most bands that are higher frequency. And I was able to tune in 160 a little bit listening, but it's very, very inefficient trying to get out on this 160, 160 meter band. But anyway, what kind of wire antenna? I assume they're wire antennas that you put up there. You got dipoles or loops or off-center fed? Or big, a long end fed? What do you got put up there, Jeff? VE3GXK. This is AD8FK.
Penetrating.
Well, I got the line for this radio is actually connected directly to the bottom of the antenna, and then it's sealed up. Like it's a direct straight line down with zip ties holding the antenna wire from moving, and there's no loop or anything. It's just a direct feed line down, and then there's a couple of holes in the house where I had drilled for the RG8U to come in, so I have I had to buy 100 feet of cable so I could use 50 feet for the HF and 50 feet for this one. So, I ended up carrying the HF cable line as well, so that when it was connected to the ground level, then I could just bury it all the way along up until to a point where I needed to run it along the, along the side of the house and then into the house, underneath the house, and then up through the floor. So I've got two cables coming up through the floor and then onto the radios.
Penetrating. Penetrating Gen.
Well, it sounds like a nice clean setup. Say, I'm leaning back. I'm backed away from the mic a little bit here. I hope it's not making it hard for you to listen, but sometimes I lean up against the mic like this here and overdrive it. But I'm sitting back sort of loafing a little bit, relaxing here, just talking with you. I got a desk mic I use that works out pretty nice. Well, it sounds like you have a similar setup as far as the antenna goes, because I have my feed point right above my shack. I have the shack in a basement, and I can bring it right straight down through a ridge vent, a couple antennas. I have an NFED that's out there that tunes up on 75 meters really pretty well. And it'll do 40 and 15. And then the loop is at the same point, only a different coax comes down. And then I have the 2 meter is on another chimney, and it's on a north chimney. And then on the south, I have another chimney that it supports my 2040 fan dipole. So it looks like a little messy wire up on top of the roof up there. My wife moans about it, but she lives with it, which I'm grateful for. But that's the setup here. That's the extent of my antenna farm on a little postage stamp lot here. Jeff?
Penetrating.
I think that's pretty cool to have them sitting on top of the roof like that. That's actually a really good idea. You know, and for me, I mean, I have a steel roof, so I couldn't attach anything to that. I mean, I could use like a base, like a mag mount, and kind of. It's stupid that you don't come across like, I guess, like really tall mag mount antennas that are, let's say, let's say 15, 20 feet tall. I wonder if they'll ever make those. I don't know. I'm not sure if they do. I don't know if they are ever made. I'd have to look that up online and find out.